A special time. Christmas messages from Colin Williamson and Padre George. As the year draws to an end, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all, on behalf of everyone here at Blind Veterans UK, a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy and prosperous New Year. I'd also like to thank you for your patience and understanding whilst the charity goes through a period of transformation. Your support during this time is truly appreciated. This year has been difficult for many people around the world, and many families will not be able to spend Christmas together. There's no greater gift this festive season than being with those who mean the most to you. This time of year helps us to really appreciate the love in our lives, which we often take for granted. Growing up, I used to think that receiving gifts at Christmas was the very best thing in the world. Now, as the father of two beautiful girls and the grandfather of four amazing grandchildren, I realise how wrong I was. How we spend Christmas is far more important than how much we spend, and the best thing is spending precious time with one another. Christmas is a time to take a moment to reflect on what it's really important. Many of our fellow blind veterans don't have family around, and sadly, Christmas Day for them could just feel like any other day. When all is said and done, this time of year is about caring for others, so let's all take a few moments out of our Christmas this day, this Christmas, to let them know that we're thinking about them. Let's pick up the phone for a chat or send a text message wishing them our season's greetings. It may only take a few minutes of your time, but it could make all the difference to their day. Merry Christmas. Colin Williamson, President, Blind Veterans UK. Most of us are looking forward to another festive season. For Christians, the birth of the Saviour of the world. For our Jewish members, Hanukkah, or Festival of Lights. For Hindu members, Diwali, another festival focusing on light over darkness. And for pagans, it's Yuletide. Meanwhile, for non-religious people, the season is, well, I suppose nothing really, just the 25th of December, another bank holiday. However, you may observe this time of the year, I wish you peace in your heart, peace in your home, and peace in your life. Christmas is a festival of the church, pure and simple. Many people have a vague idea about the true meaning of Christmas: Bethlehem, Mary, Joseph, three kings, no room in the inn, and such things. These are all important parts of the Christmas story and must have a central place in a proper observance of Christmas. But we all know deep down in our hearts that there is more to it. There has to be. Otherwise, what's the point of it all? I'm not going to mince my words, my dear friends. Christmas is about God's love for a world that he made and loves, but a world gone horribly wrong. As members of the military community, we've all seen the worst that human beings are capable of, and we have tried to play our part as peacemakers and peacekeepers. The night Christ was born, angels sang in the sky, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." By sending his Son to earth over 2,000 years ago, the Father said to the world, "I'm giving you another chance to live together in peace and harmony with each other, and I'm giving you another chance each day to turn back to me and be reconciled to me." Our lovely Christmas trees, decorations, special dinners and parties are our human way of celebrating these things and thanking God for the best Christmas present ever given, the gift of his Son. If you're able to, try to get to a service at your local church. The denomination doesn't matter. And if you're a member of another faith, you too are welcome to celebrate the festival of Christmas alongside your own festivals. I wish you a very happy Christmas to you and yours. Padre George.